This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We're going to begin with the Steelers and the predicament they're in. So, 2-6, you heard Nick say, and I got Rizzo on Twitter hitting me up saying that's never happened before. A 2-6 team has never gone to the postseason, even as a wild card, in the history of the league. Now, that's also before you add another game. So, that may change eventually. But the bottom line is, how important is this for the Pittsburgh Steelers tomorrow? It's ultra important if you have any aspirations of getting there. The bottom line is 2-6, no history of getting to the postseason. 3-5, there are a handful of teams that have made it from 3-5. And either way, you're still fighting an uphill battle. But that's why this game is so important. You'll see it on KDK-TV. Our coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. with a BetMGM Steelers kickoff show. NFL Today on CBS, followed by the kickoff at 1, and then 2 hours of postgame on Pittsburgh's KDKA-TV. In the meantime, in a 32-team NFL league, you look at the numbers and they're just not good. The Steelers are 31st in points. They're 30th in yards per game. They've lost 5 of their past 6. And what they've done is not scored enough points. Pure and simple, they have not scored enough points. You got to score points if you're going to win in this league, especially if your defense limits another team to 16 as they did last week. Pure and simple, you've got to be able to do better than that. And they had opportunities last week once the defense shut them down. But, you know, the defense also gave up a 13-0 lead in the first three possessions. So they weren't, in a situation where they should be exonerated. They gave up 13 points right off the bat, put them in a hole that this offense was not capable of getting out. But they did shut the door after that. So what happens tomorrow? Well, a lot of it will depend on what happens today, because 4 p.m. today is the deadline to activate players. We will know by 4 p.m. The Steelers would have landed in Philadelphia at that time. T.J. Watt is the big item here. Will he play? And can he be the single most reason why the Steelers somehow win? Well, if you've not paid attention, T.J. Watt is so important to the Steelers that without him, they've become a shell of themselves. And you wouldn't think one player had that kind of an impact, but everything goes around him. The defense has to be mindful of him at all times. They try to double-team him. That creates openings. And without him, they haven't been able to do that at all. And their sack quotient is way down. They haven't done enough to really disrupt quarterbacks, other than Tom Brady, who can't get out of his own way. And so now you have another guy who's very good at making things happen on the fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, they say there. And Jalen Hurts can not only fly, but he can throw on the run and do some great things there. So that is a tough assignment. He's operating very efficiently right now. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people here, Nick, are down on the Steelers, as they should be, based on, you know, what's happened so far. But last year, Nick Sirianni, in his first year as a head coach, and a new quarterback in Jalen Hurts, they put him in, and, you know, they're 2-5. People were doubting their offense, want people fired, get rid of him, bring in another quarterback, get rid of the offense. All these complaints happen in every city when things don't go well. So you're hearing them a lot here. And with regard to the play calling, it's absolutely merited. They've not done a good job. Matt Canada's offense has not been good enough to put guys in position. Now, they believe that this could be a breakout game for them. I'll wait and see, because they haven't had opportunities to do that, even though they have talented guys. I still believe they do, but they've ignored certain portions of the field that could make things easier on everybody else. But the Eagles were in the same exact situation. Then they stuck with their plan. They stuck with Jalen Hurts, and they turned things around. With Kenny Pickett, they're going to stick with Kenny Pickett. And that's fine. That's what they should do once they've put him in. But they've got to expand things and give him more opportunities to look down the field. And if they do that, they could have some success. I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow, because their secondary, led by Darius Slay, is as good as any secondary in football. And so, you know, how they pick up Robert Quinn, a tremendous pass rusher, 18 and a half sacks last year, although for some reason this year, not so much. I don't know what happened there. But you put him with that group that they already have there, that is a difficult assignment for any offensive line, not to mention this offensive line.